WCTR, Paul McCartney there, and a Friday morning, we're in the Window Front Studio, Riverside Unique, in time for our Arts Minute Update. It's Hester Sachs. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. My gosh, how did that happen?
We're just sitting here talking about yeah. it. By my time schedule, I think I'm still in mid-July. I don't know what happened.
It's certainly not the middle of January. No. I just don't know where the time has gone. But, you know, it's January. It's actually a little chilly. You know, we're probably still never going to get snow again, but...
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Well, no, I want some snow, dang it. But that means it's a great time to, you know, get out and do some artsy things that are around. So I've got a couple things going on. So just I want to remind everybody that Kid Spot is still there every Saturday morning during Farmer's Market hours, right at the River Arts, their classroom place next to their studio in the breezeway there. They've got amazing activities for kids. They're there from 9 to 12. It's a great chance to, you know, get some creative juices flowing, a little something to do that's inside on a Saturday morning when folks are out at the farmer's market and stuff. So that, you know, remind everyone that's there. And then also a couple chances for some adults to do some creative work themselves. So these are actually two things that are being offered by Kent County Public Library. Uh-huh. So the first is at the North County branch, which is up in Galena. And that's on Tuesday on the 16th of January at 11 a.m. And it's a chance to decorate a winter journal.
Nice.
And they're also going to have some hot cocoa available,
yes,
which
please.
Is really great. And then if you can't make that, they have an after-hours happiness hour, and it's called Peace and Paper Cranes. And that's at the Chestertown branch on Wednesday the 17th at 6 p.m. And so that's an opportunity to create some origami paper cranes. And then everyone who's there participating gets a chance to make a mobile that they can bring home with them contribute to a garland that's going to be at the library itself, which is a really neat thing. Paper cranes have always been a symbol of peace. Mm-hmm. And so it's a really, you know, sort of nice meditative and creative thing to be able to do in these January winter months.
I've always been fascinated by origami in general. I never tried to learn it because I have a funny feeling I wouldn't be all that good at it, but but it's just, they're beautiful.
They are beautiful, and it is one of those things where some of, like, the cranes are relatively simple, so your first one is probably going to be a bit of a mess, and then by the time you're on your second or your third, but the nice thing is it doesn't take too long to make each one, so you're actually able to really improve the skill pretty quickly. I made a whole bunch when I was in high school many years ago, and it was a lot of fun.
Cool.
And then we've got two opportunities to see some really cool and fairly unique music performances coming up here in the area. So the first is Yale's a cappella concert group, Proof of the Pudding. And they are coming to perform at the Garfield Center this Saturday, the 13th at 7 p.m. So they're an all-female a cappella group. Coming down from Yale University.
Mm-hmm.
There's a local student, Maya McGrory, who is local to the area, has been in a bunch of musical things, both at the Churchill Theater and at Garfield.
Mm-hmm.
She's went to Yale because she's really, really smart and really, really talented. And so the group is all going to be here. So they're performing at the Garfield, 7 p.m. on the 13th. Tickets are $20 for that. And they are available at the Garfield Center website. When I looked yesterday, it looked like tickets were going relatively quickly.
Get them before
it's
gone.
One that you think you want to get, you know, make sure you get a hold of those.
Hot ticket item.
Exactly. I mean, when else are we going to get a chance to see... I don't go to Connecticut very often. and this group is really cool. I mean, they've performed all over the world. They've been at, you know, different sort of music festivals and all sorts of things. They go jazz standards to modern favorites, pop songs and stuff. So it should be a really, really fun night. And then the Churchill Theater Friends and Family Cabaret, which is on the 20th of January. And that includes a cocktail hour at 6:30, and then the concert starts at 7:30. Tickets are $50 for that, available at churchilltheater.org. And it's called Friends and Family because it's divided into two sets. The first set, Friends, is just all sorts of songs from all sorts of Broadway shows from many different local favorite performers. And then in the second set, they do Family, and it's all duets by actual family members.
Wow.
So you've got some siblings, husbands and wives, mother and son, right? So it's going to be a really kind of fun event, lots of music. Also some special guests down, some Green Room Gang alumni who've gone on to make it on Broadway are coming back. So that's Matt Wood, Trey Wolf, and Jamie Johnson, who all have now are now singing up in New York, and they're coming back for the weekend and performing. So that should be a lot of fun.
Oh,
yeah,
that sounds great.
Yeah. So it's January, but there's stuff to do.
There's still stuff to do. Was always Nina. Thank you, or Nina. I do that all the time.
I mean, she's a great person. We don't look that much alike. She never wears a coat, for one.
No, she and I had that conversation last week. She's crazy.
Yeah.
Hester, thank you so much for being with us.
Of course.